I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of the Wall Street Journal. Detroit is Catherine Bigelow's incendiary evocation of the riots that convulsed the Motor City 50 years ago this week. During the course of the film, an ABC newsman is heard to say, "It's hard to believe this is happening in America." By now, it's not so hard, given what we've learned over those years about the pervasiveness of racism, the persistence of inner-city violence, and the militarization of police forces across the country. Still, the film comes as a shock. Dramatically relentless and emotionally shattering, it brings news from a turbulent past that casts a baleful light on America's troubled present. For nearly a decade, Bigelow and her screenwriter collaborator, Mark Bowl, have specialized in shocking material shot in cinema verite style, first in The Hurt Locker and then in Zero Dark Thirty. The early focus in Detroit is on chaos in the streets, a skillful interweaving of dramatizations, film clips, and TV footage, images as if from a recurrent national nightmare of storefronts burning, looters scrambling, and citizens fleeing in the face of cops and support troops, rifles at the ready. But then the narrative closes in on a horrific sequence of events at an inner-city motel called the Algiers, where a telephone report of a sniper in the building results in what amounts to an invasion by a riot squad comprised of Detroit cops, state police, and military personnel from the Army and the National Guard. During an hour-long interrogation that makes up the heart of the movie, three unarmed black men are killed, and nine other people, two white women and seven black men, are brutally beaten, although no gun is ever found. Detroit is far from the first account of what has come to be known as the Algiers Motel incident, but Bigelow and her cast have filled the screen to overflowing with tumultuous, pulsing life. And the filmmaker's rage is almost palpable, rage at the brutality of the Detroit cops and their military enablers who see what's going on but decline to intervene. The most brutal of the cops is played frighteningly well by Will Poulter. Others in the cast include the always formidable Anthony Mackie, in a small but significant role, and John Boyega of recent Star Wars fame. He's superb as a real-life security guard, Melvin Dismukes, an earnest young black man who believes he can mediate the situation or mitigate the cop's violence without paying a steep price for being a good Samaritan. Occasionally the script slips into didactic mode. "We gotta stop failing these people," one cop says to another. For the most part, though, the film teaches by terrifying example. This is something that should not have happened in America, but it did. And any resemblance to what keeps happening in America is as real as we choose to make it. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.